Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Oliver Bixby, and this is the People Talk Podcast for Thursday, March 21st, 2019. How's it going? Huh? Happy spring. We are here. It is Equinox. It is Aquanox. It is Aquaman. Equinox. It is Hard Knocks. It's some day that has to do with stuff that no one pays attention to anymore. But it sounds like it's important. And I think it just means that it's getting warmer. And it definitely is getting warmer, which is good. Which is good for, like, you know, obviously seasonal reasons, but not in like a runaway climate change, like it's just getting warmer kind of sense, you know, that it's not good in that kind of a sense. That's no bueno. So welcome to This is the People Talk Podcast, the podcast where I pretty much just talk. And let's see if I can do a half an hour of talking. I'm really not sure if I can or not. I just don't know if I feel like inspired enough to do it. You know, I was sitting here trying to think of like things to talk about. I'm just like, what am I going to talk about? Why do I talk about the things that I talk about? You know, it's just one of those things. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to be honest. I'm just putting out content to put out content, and most days I think that's a good thing, but some days I'm just if you were an artist, you would just be busting out some sketches, and sometimes you don't need to make some sketches, like, you know, you need to make you need to invest some time and like really think it out, you're drawing through, so you're not just drawing stick figures. This is kind of a stick figure podcast, okay? Unfortunately, but I'm gonna try and drag it out of the depths. You know, I'm gonna try to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Okay, that's what I'm gonna do. That's my attempt here. It's gonna be a high wire act of trying to save this podcast from utter mediocrity and trash, okay? It's just hard because I don't know exactly what to talk about, because it just seems like everything in the world is, I don't know, I just had this thought today, like everything is either like absolutely amazing or it's just like a dumpster fire shit show, you know? And there's just not a lot of in between. Like anything, or maybe it's just online, you know, maybe I just need to like curb some of the online stuff that I'm looking at on social media, but it seems like everything I see is just either that's the greatest thing ever, or it's like, we're all going to die. Cause I saw, you know, they're making a Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 3, which, I'm still not sure which side of the coin that's really fitting onto, but it was the first time I ever looked at Keanu Reeves and thought he did start looking older, because he's always got kind of that eternal like baby face going on, you know, because you just assume because it's Neo that he just goes to sleep in some sensory deprivation chamber, just floating in water in complete darkness and isolation every night. And he just like sets, you know, the timer for exactly 8 hours, and then it just goes beep, 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 beep. And then he just wakes up and just stands up immediately like a robot and just gets on with his day and just immediately just gets into like John Wick kung fu action. I assume that's how he just goes through every day being Keanu. And also I must have missed Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure 2. When did that come out? Was that like something that came out 10 years ago, or was that like right after the first one? Was it like 1-2 Bang Bang? Or was there a part two in like 2006 or something that I completely missed? Because I didn't see it. That's for darn sure. The most exciting thing for sure by far today was they dropped a trailer for the new Quentin Tarantino movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which looks amazing. I mean, I've seen all of Quentin Tarantino's movies. Big fan. Was not a huge fan of Hateful Eight, the last one. Only saw it once. Can't really put my finger on like what exactly I dislike about it. Maybe because it just all takes place in, I think, at that one cabin or whatever. And it just, I don't know. It was like kind of overly long, overboring. Didn't see it in like some crazy IMAX theater, which I'm pretty sure you were supposed to. So I'm sure that looked amazing like that. But this one looks like a movie. Like actual, like normal movie with like a plot and like characters going different places, you know? And it's kind of has every major actor like possible, imaginable. Like you can only imagine the budget for this thing. Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Al Pacino. I think they're talking about Robert Redford is rumored. Margot Robbie. And you know there's going to be more people. You know Samuel L. Jackson has to be in there somehow. Michael Madsen's going to be in it. Watch something with Michael Madsen about it. And I don't know. It's just going to be, it's just like, it seems like the movie that you would have thought Quentin Tarantino would have made right after Pulp Fiction. Because it's like so LA and it's a throwback to the 60s and it just looks, I mean, it's just old school LA like that. That's, it just seems like it's got him all over it. And it looks like they just did it up just perfectly, you know? So I don't know. I don't want to like get my hopes up too much, but I feel like this could be just the culmination of a lot of like stuff he's kind of done over the years. Like you'll see little bits of all the different movies thrown in there and it'll just make this little perfect, you know, perfect little nugget of entertainment, you know, which is about people dying, but let's not focus on that. What else? Oh, yeah, and one other awesome thing about the trailer for the Tarantino movie was Bruce Lee. I feel like Bruce Lee came back from the dead and he's in this movie because this guy, like, nails him, like, perfectly. He's got the look and everything. So much so that as immediately after I finished watching this trailer, I went to my Amazon.com account because I had this book on Bruce Lee sitting in my cart, but that I hadn't bought yet. I was like just kind of debating. And like just because people immediately started talking about Bruce Lee again off of the trailer, I just bought the book because I was like, I don't want this book to sell out or something just because now it's this crap's gonna go viral. So nothing like getting cornered into buying a book, right? Never done that before. What else is happening? Brewers opening day. Next Thursday, 28th, day after my birthday. That's exciting. Spring, we got Brewers. Brewers starting. Things are looking up for them. It's going to be a good year. March Madness tomorrow. Man, I got the feeling today everyone is just getting everything done. I have a feeling everyone is just going to take off Thursday and Friday. And I didn't realize that was such a big thing that people would just take off of work to watch all this basketball. And I guess I don't know why, because I find the semifinals and the finals so much more fun and intense and interesting than these opening games. The final stuff's going to be on the weekends and stuff anyway, but why would you take off to watch like the opening rounds where like the number one team plays the worst team ever? Like, you definitely don't need to watch that game. Some of the in the middle kind of games might be interesting. More evenly matched teams, that would be something to watch. I don't know. I feel like I still don't entirely get it, though. Like, I don't entirely get it. It's very, I don't know. College sports overall are just so much more hyped and energetic than the professional sports. And I've always, like, not fully understood that, because for one thing, if you're a college team, obviously the kids are rowdy, like at the games and stuff. But professional sports, like, you have one team, usually you have one team per state. So you would think that you have a much larger fan base that way. You know, colleges are usually broken up by city. So you've got, you know, I just feels like there would be a smaller fan base. But yet somehow, some way, every college basketball and every college football game especially is just like the most intense thing ever. And it seems like the more south and the more east you go, it's even more intense, I think. Especially football. Like, you get down to, it's like Alabama, Florida, Texas, you know, Louisiana, those states. It's just like, it's like ridiculous, just the level of like intensity. I don't know what it is. It's like every game is like, you know, it's like a Justin Bieber concert at these things, you know? But yeah. Oh yeah, and I feel like I already forgot about this. The new Toy Story trailer came out yesterday, Toy Story 4. Dude, that was the weirdest thing I've seen in a while. Like, these Toy Story movies are getting dark. And I realize there's so much time in between every Toy Story movie that I completely forget, like, the plot of any of them, except for the first one, because I've seen the first one, like, 8 times, and then I've seen 2 and 3, like, once each, and they were not, I mean, they're good. Like, you can't say that they're not good movies, but, like, I don't know, I just don't get the urge to watch them. And so, what, first one came out in, like, 95, 96, they're putting these things out like almost once a decade. So I don't remember anything about the last one. I just remember the third one. It was like dark because the toys almost like went down the incinerator. And then this trailer for number 4 was, I don't know, it was kind of bizarre. It was like, I don't know. It was like, you know, one of these toys is moving on. Like, you know for sure one of these, like, major toys, if this isn't the last Toy Story movie anyway, one of these toys is going down in this one. Because it's like when you took that death and dying class in high school. Like this one, they're, like, trying to teach you, like, about a side of life or something. because it was, I don't know, it's just weird. It's dark. I feel like the next one, like they're going to get like David Lynch or something to direct one of these. And I don't know, you're starting to hear it in the voices too. It's like like Buzz Lightyear starting to sound really, he's got a, like a really gravelly voice. Tim Allen, I don't know what he's been up to, but you know, everyone's just sounding older. It's like the toys are just tired. Okay, the toys just don't, they can't do it anymore. And oh, here's another one for you. I watched a good show on Netflix called Afterlife. Ricky Gervais' new series. It was really quick. It's only 6 episodes, half hour. So it's only, what, like 3? It's only like 3 hours of stuff. So you don't even feel like you're watching like a TV show. It's just kind of like you're watching a broken up movie. But it's very quick. I like it. It was very extremely good. It was, you know, it's on the darker side too. Much darker than the other stuff he did, The Office and Extras and all that. It was darker, it was emotional, but it was very good. It was, you know, I don't know. It's just very like comforting, makes you feel good. He's like a widower. And then he's just kind of like, you know, he's suicidal in it. And it's a comedy, if you can believe that. So he's just lost his wife recently or whatever, and he's kind of suicidal. But then he's got this dog, so like the dog kind of like makes him have second thoughts and all this stuff. And then he's just trying to like, you know, find something to live for, I guess, basically, is the thing. And again, it's a comedy. But, you know, it's just one of those emotional, like, get the feels out kind of a thing. Which, you know, maybe not, that's not for everybody, but I really liked it. Man, but what else has been going on? Not too much. I've been working on some new music, as always. Got some new samples that I'm trying to do stuff with. Just kind of always in the middle of something, you know. You know, it's kind of weird because I've got kind of like this whole album or whatever I've been working on. And you know, after you've been just working on something for quite a long time, sometimes all of a sudden it just, you know, sometimes you just work on it for too long and it just kind of starts losing its luster a little bit, maybe. So sometimes I struggle with that, just trying to get something finished, you know, just get it done and get it out, you know. A lot of times I get bored or distracted, you know, by new stuff, new shinier stuff that comes along, and I want to do something else, or, you know, sometimes it just starts sounding boring after a while, you know, and I feel bad because, you know, you put a lot of work into something, but a lot of times it's just like, if you're not feeling it, you know, you're not feeling it. You're not feeling it, you know, but I mean, you can't just force yourself to be into something. That's what sucks about creativity. Like you can't lie to yourself that something is sounding good if you know it's not and stuff like that. So, that's just always kind of a struggle for me. Do you guys see that the thing on Mike Trout? Mike Trout in the MLB getting the just craziest contract of ever. I think, yeah, it's the biggest contract ever in sports history. I think it just means the biggest number that anyone's ever been given in sports. $430 million over 12 years. I mean, we're talking about $500 million to one guy. And they're saying that that's cheap. That's underpriced. Wow, man. I mean, what does that do for... So that's on the Angels, right? That's for the Angels. Doesn't that just, like, tie up that team for the next conceivable future? Like, what else can they do? Like, they just gave all their money to this guy. Yeah. Well, they even have the breakdown. It says $3 million per month. Per month. Oh, yeah. $3 million per month, I guess, that he's playing baseball. It's $25,000 per inning. $4,000 per hour. $70 per minute. Well, per minute. I was thinking $70 an hour. $70 per minute. $70 per hour would be, you know, something that's a lot, but you wouldn't say that that's insane. But $70 per minute. $60,000 per at-bat. 60 grand. Just think about that. Just think about that next time you're playing softball. Just going up to bat. You're up next. Okay. Whoops. Struck out. No problem. Here's 60 grand. You know? That's what this guy gets to do over the next 12 years of his life. He could just strike out.
You just strike out. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, what's the motivation for this guy to, like, play decent baseball? You know? Does he really care? After 12 years, is he still going to be playing? He doesn't have to play for the next contract. If he's already locked down this money. I probably don't know what I'm talking about. There's probably some clause in there that says he has to try, you know? I don't know. You know, how do you prove that a guy's tried? How can you prove effort? You can't. That's why you get to do. That's why in school you just get to submit whatever you want to submit, and they just have to assume that you tried. That's what's great about, like, being around underachievers. You don't have to work as hard, and they think you're doing just as much or something. No, I mean, I'm sure this dude is good. It's just crazy to me. I don't know. What's money, you know? $430 million. But, yeah, I mean, what do you do? What do you do outside? I mean, you just play baseball and you just have a good time, right? You just laugh. That's all you can do. He's doing better than the Packers. I mean, I don't understand who's going to be left. Who's going to be on the team for the Packers? Clay Matthews is gone now. Went to the Rams. Lost Randall Cobb. He's going to the Cowboys, I think. Yeah, and look at here. It says Green Bay Packers are reportedly having unexpected cap issues. Yeah. I don't know. That's... It's not going to be good. It's just not going to be good. I mean, I can't even think. Who do they have to look forward to? Man, I'm sorry. This podcast has been so disjointed and just like kind of all over the place. That's my fault. I don't think really much has gone on this week, you know? Which is crazy because it feels like it's been a long week. It feels like it's been a while since I've done this. But yeah, not much has happened. Just kind of working away, plugging away. Not too much craziness going on. So I think maybe we'll just leave it there for this week. Call it a day, all right? Just get back to it, right? All right. Well, I hope everyone out there has a great week anyway. You know, keep your head down. Just do some work. You know, it's getting warmer out. It's getting nicer out. Just do the damn thing. All right. And then just take it easy, you know, on the weekends. Just have yourself a little fun. You know, enjoy yourself a little bit. Don't stress out too much. All those kind of things. Thanks for anyone who's been listening. We will work really hard to bring another hard-hitting edition of this podcast next week with some more results. Some more results next time, you know? All right, everyone, take care, and we'll see you next time. Later.